Listening Library presents Arusha and the End of Time, a Pandava novel, Book 1, by Roshni Chakshi. Read for you by Sunila Nankani. A note from the publisher. This audiobook contains a bonus PDF that can be viewed on any Mac or PC computer, or on your mobile device. 1. In which Aru regrets opening the door. The problem with growing up around highly dangerous things is that after a while you just get used to them. For as long as she could remember, Aru had lived in the Museum of Ancient Indian Art and Culture, and she knew full well that the lamp at the end of the Hall of the Gods was not to be touched. She could mention the Lamp of Destruction, the way a pirate who had tamed a sea monster could casually say, "Oh, you mean old Ralph here?" But even though she was used to the lamp, she had never once lit it. That would be against the rules. The rules she went over every Saturday when she led the afternoon visitors tour. Some folks may not like the idea of working on a weekend, but it never felt like work to Aru. It felt like a ceremony, like a secret. She would don her crisp scarlet vest with its 3 honeybee buttons. She would imitate her mother's museum curator voice, and people, this was the best part of all, would listen. Their eyes never left her face, especially when she talked about the cursed lamp. Sometimes she thought it was the most fascinating thing she ever discussed. A cursed lamp is a much more interesting topic than, say, a visit to the dentist.